Grain futures, the leader of the week, went into some profit-taking the week, and that is Kansas City wheat, bolting overnight to a high of 686.5. We have to go back to 2022 to find a price that's even close to being this high, because it's been pathetic since the Russian-Ukraine situation. That's not a funny matter, but I got it wrong. Anyway, since then, wheat has been on a downward slide and has never been able to take out a prior high. Well, she finally did it yesterday, bolting through it by 26 cents. And then, of course, we roll back, got to kiss that breakout point, because the weather models do keep showing hopes of rain for next weekend into the dry areas of the hard western wheat belt. And that may not help much of it. It'll help eastern Colorado, but it's not going to help northern Kansas. They got froze, and whatever has survived the freeze basically is already headed beyond the boot. It's into the head stage, and you're just going to sustain whatever production the wheat has decided it wants to produce for now. But tell that to the Elgo headline readers. They just want to see rain, and we sell. So anyway, we're off 10 cents right now on that July Kansas City wheat, 669.25. The Chicago July off 4 cents, 661.25. Minneapolis, so we're still kind of remaining dry. So we have retreated, but we're only down 0.75 cents on May Minneapolis, which goes deliverable next week, Thursday. The options on all May contracts do expire today. And the Minneapolis July contract down a penny, 690.5, while September Minneapolis up a quarter, 706.5, December up a quarter at 719. Corn drifting by a half a penny on July, 463.25, December unchanged, 483.5. Soybeans, well, soybean meal found a bid here this morning, up a couple of bucks, supporting the bean market, while soybean oil finished off its two-day correction from the best levels of the year hitting on Wednesday. So we've got some support showing up into the beans, up 2 cents right now in the July contract, 1176.75, as we continue to go nowhere really, really fast. And the November beans are off 0.75 cents, 1154.25. Cattle futures, we are higher, but well off of session highs. At one time, we did have the live cattle market up around $2.50. We've cut that in half. Feeder cattle, August contract was up $4.50 earlier here, actually almost near $5 higher. Now we're up $1.50. And so boxed beef is up here today, up 366 on choice, 387.16. Select climbing 238 at 384.96. We did have cash trade get underway on low numbers here yesterday at 246. That's off $2 on the week. April cattle, they expire next week, but they're up $1.22 at 248.30. June up $1.12, 244.65. August cattle up 85 cents, 241. Feeders index down again slightly today. We're just under 370. That puts the April feeder cattle today, they're up 77 cents, 376, 367.40. The May feeders up $1.32 at 360.25. August feeders up $1.85, 361.52. The fall feeders, let's take a look at November, gaining $2.37 at 354.30. Over in the hog futures, after rallying yesterday, we've got to take it back with interest. Down $1.47 on the June contract, 101.97. July hogs down $1.37, 105.05. Heading into the weekend, gold up $15.80, $4,739. President Trump has sent Vice President Vance back over to Pakistan. Apparently, the Iranians have kind of come together cohesively that they're sending a foreign minister to Pakistan. Maybe they talk this weekend. Maybe they come to something that can be agreeable. Maybe not. We'll find out Sunday night, Monday. Keep in mind that ever since the beginning of March, we've been higher on crude oil every Sunday night, just to be lower by the time we get to Monday morning. Maybe this time we're lower Sunday night and then higher Monday morning. Who knows? It's kind of like sitting at the roulette table betting on red. Can it come up red 7 times in a row? We'll see. Maybe 8 times the charm. Silver, May contract up 92 cents. I had to look over my screen here. 92 cents at 76.42. Dollar index slipping 21 points at 98.39. Bitcoin's gaining $200 today on that April contract, $77,960. And crude oil, which was higher in the night, softening today, hoping that something can come together over the weekend. June crude oil down $2.16 a barrel, $93.66. Gasoline for June off 2.5 cents a gallon, $3.30. Diesel fuel for June off 8.25 cents a gallon at $3.78. Any questions? You can always find us. And that's at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day.